Now, the rest of the story. The war was over, but Dick was drafted anyway. Following World War II, there remained a need for soldiers to comprise the occupation forces in Germany. So there was Dick, down at the induction center in Albany, New York, waiting to take his physical. There were forms to fill out and booths to visit, a different booth for each medical specialty. Finally, Dick arrived at booth 13. Uh-oh, the psychiatrist. Well, Dick was still in his undershorts. He sat down. "Hello, Dick," the psychiatrist said cheerfully. And Dick said, "Hello." There were three impersonal icebreaker questions, all of them during which the psychiatrist smiled broadly. And then suddenly, "Do you think people talk about you?" His tone was low and serious. Dick said, "Sure, his mother always talked about him to her friends." But clearly the psychiatrist had ignored Dick's explanation. Instead, he checked off a brief affirmative. Then in the same dark tone of voice, he asked, "Do you think people stare at you?" Dick was ready to answer no when the psychiatrist added, "For instance, did Dick think any of the boys waiting out there on the benches were staring at him now?" Well, since there wasn't much else to stare at, Dick said yes, he thought they probably were. Again, the psychiatrist made a note. Next question, "Do you ever hear voices in your head?" Well, Dick could recall twice in his life when he thought he had, right before going to sleep, so he answered yes. "Do you talk to yourself?" asked the psychiatrist, and Dick admitted that sometimes he did when he was shaving or thinking hard about something. The psychiatrist observed that according to the ID form, young Dick had been married, but that his wife was deceased. "Did Dick ever talk to her?" he asked. Well, that question really annoyed Dick. Yes, once in a while, when he was alone and thinking about her, he might talk to her. Then the psychiatrist asked if Dick had any relatives in a mental institution, and Dick had to say one aunt, and what business was it of his anyway? And Dick was angry now, began arguing with the psychiatrist. The psychiatrist argued back. Dick was ushered to another desk to speak to another psychiatrist. Another argument ensued, more heated than the one before, and after the smoke had cleared, Dick was presented with a fistful of papers inscribed with things like, "Thinks people talk about him, thinks people stare at him, auditory hallucinations, talks to self, talks to deceased wife, maternal aunt in mental institution, and very peculiar stare." The diagnosis was mentally deficient. How could the Army psychiatrists have known that Dick, whom they had adjudged mentally deficient, one day would win the Nobel Prize in physics? Of course, they might have guessed, for while Dick was attending Princeton, he joined the Manhattan Project. And thereafter, in April of 1943, he went to work at Los Alamos. What I'm saying is that had the Army shrinks gotten to young Richard Feynman a little earlier, they surely would have declared him too unstable to make his invaluable contribution to the development of the atom bomb. And now you know the rest of the story.